Okay, I want to welcome everyone to the virtual summit with the Public Speakers Association, Change Your World So You Can Change the World. I'm here with the fabulous Ms. Kathy Loffman, who makes everybody's toes tingle and everybody enjoy and have a huge smile on their face. So I'm excited about her presentation today. So Kathy, why don't you just take it from here?
Thanks, Tanya. You know, I love participating in our PSA telesummits. There's such a vast array of knowledge in our group, and no matter where you're at in your career or your business and as a speaker, there's so much rich information here. So it's always my honor to participate in these, and I love being able to connect with you, our audience, and I'm so glad you're here. Let me just tell you a little bit about me, just so you have a little bit of background. As Tanya said, I'm Kathy Loffman. I'm a life coach and a life strategist. And what that basically means is I help you be more strategic about how you're living your life so you can get the results that you want. It really comes down to we get what we live. And if we're not getting what we want, we're probably not living what we need to live to get it. So that's kind of my space. As a life coach and strategist, I will tell you that one of my favorite things to do is working as my client's possibility partner. You know, so many times, it happens to all of us, we fail to recognize our own brilliance. We don't see it. And it's my joy always to help hold up the mirror so you can see how incredible and, as Tanya would say, just how fabulous you are, which brings us to today's topic, which is three easy steps to your CEP, which stands for Continuous Expert Positioning Success. You know, today there's a lot of people out there talking about sharing your message, and we talk about it at PSA, sharing your knowledge and your expertise. But what all does that mean? Where does that really come from, and what's going on with that? And if this is a subject of interest to you, let's start with just some questions. First, are you struggling with being recognized by others as an expert so they can trust your message? Do you struggle with how do you even get recognized as an expert? Does all the market noise seem louder than your voice? Does it feel like, you know, you can't be heard? Maybe you're not even sure what your expertise is or where it's hiding. If that applies to you, if one of those is kind of fits you today, then you're in the right place, because today I'm going to share with you a three-step process that I will tell you has helped me. I tend to evolve. You know, I've been evolving. I will tell you that I'm a grandmother, and that kind of will give you a little bit of where I'm at generationally. I've enjoyed a very, very successful career, but in three distinctly different areas. I've evolved over time, but in each one of those times, this three-step process, when I look back, is the one I instinctively followed and helped me to be successful in three completely different fields over that time. It's proven, it's powerful, and let me just tell you, it's profitable. We've all heard about the know, like, trust equation for engaging our customers. That progression happens over time. We all understand that. We meet, we engage, and ultimately, we're going to evaluate each other on some level in terms of value and values. Are you somebody that brings value to me, and are our values aligned? When we focus ourselves on value and values, that last element gets so much easier because there's really no work involved. We're not working at that. It's who we are. It's what we do and how we do it. So let me just first start by saying that being an expert today has very little to do with knowledge, just in terms of knowledge for knowledge's sake. Why is that? Because knowledge is everywhere. It's never been more accessible. We don't need an expert anymore to tell us something. We have Google. Getting to information has never been easier for people. Expertise today is about experience and practice. It's about, does something work? How do you know? Either you've used it or someone you know, like, and trust has used it and they've endorsed it. In that moment, they are your expert. Now, here's the thing. All of us have been that expert, whether it was valid or not, whether we actually knew what we were talking about or not, we've been that expert. Somebody's looked at us and said, what do you think? And we've given them an opinion. And all of us have used that expert, whether they were valid or not. We've all been there. But if you want to base a business on being an expert, it needs to go beyond those moments, beyond opinions. It has to be something that's integrated right into your strategy and your actual practices. I mentioned in the introduction that I've used this formula more than once, and that is very, very true. It's been at completely different times, but without question, it has worked. So let's get to the formula so that we can put this to work for you as well. The formula is for what I call the three C's for CEP, continuous expert positioning. But first, before we get to the three C's, first let's break down CEP. Lots of alphabet soup today. Continuous expert positioning, just what does that mean? Let's start with continuous. This is a key point because no one is an expert on anything for long unless they remain committed to that field and area of expertise. Why? Because what is true changes for everything continuously. In fact, what was true this morning may not even be the case this afternoon. That's how rapid it changes today. I'll share you a personal example that's not quite that rapid, but it's a great example. In my early career, my first area of expertise was in international trade practices within the supply chain. I was brought in, consulted by C-level executives across multiple industries to give them insight and guidance for their business development teams on how they could effectively navigate contracts and payment processes with non-USA firms. It was a big area of expertise that was greatly needed then. Today, that's no longer true. First, the market doesn't need it as badly because so much more is automated. And second, I don't do that anymore. You know, I still get calls from people from time to time, but I won't even give an educated guess because I'm not an expert there anymore. I left that field. I would be doing them a disservice if I even attempted to answer the inquiry. So first and foremost, let me use that example to tell you that to be an expert in something means you're still a student of something. It's not just that you know it, but that you're continuously studying it and relearning it. That brings us to the E, or the expert. So just what is an expert? While knowledge is still part of it, it goes beyond it, as we've talked about. An expert is someone who has proven knowledge, not just knowledge, proven knowledge on a specific subject that can be relied upon as a proof of something valuable now. Now, that's a big, long sentence with a lot of words in it, but what it basically means is you know something and you've proven it to be true, or you know someone who has. It's specific enough that people can recognize it and rely on it, and it works now. Every field has many facets, so let's put that into a real-world application, and since we're here with PSA and we're talking about speakers, let's talk about that as it relates to the field of speaking. For example, experts in the field of speaking could include the mechanics of speaking, your voice, the pronunciation, your inflections, how your voice carries, the actual mechanics of speaking. It could be body language, your stage presence and style, your content development, your actual presentations, your marketing materials, booking engagements, how to get booked as a speaker, selling from the stage, and so on. You get the idea. If you are a speaker, depending on what you want to improve upon, what is important to you right now, right, then you're going to want to get a specific expert in that area. You're going to want to find an expert with proven knowledge on that specific subject that you can rely on to get your own results now. That's an expert. Another point to mention here, though, is that an expert's knowledge is rarely just about their specific area. It will usually encompass a broader field. Speaking is another great example. For example, an expert on stage presence and style will no doubt have a vast amount of knowledge for speaking overall. They're certainly capable of answering general questions about speaking, but they will have created a specific expertise in the area of stage presence, and they will be continuously working on that and perfecting it and increasing their knowledge in it, taking advantage of new technologies and so forth, so that they can continue to be that go-to person. Which brings us, as a go-to person, to the P for positioning. This is a key factor for leveraging and serving others with your expertise. They, you know, they can't engage with you if they can't find you. Where are you showing up? I liken this to the difference between hunting and fishing. You know, we go hunt, you know, for what we seek. But the smartest thing is fishing, and using this example, is positioning yourself in the right place at the right time for your prospects to find you and for you to engage with them. People seek out the expert. That's what makes it so valuable in your business strategy. Where are you online? What associations are you aligned with for recognition? More importantly, are you where your customers go? This is a really key point. So that explains CEP and why it matters and why we start there. Now, how do we attain and retain, get it, keep it, that continuous expert positioning? That's where the three C's come into the picture as our equation. Now, let me make this point first. When you look at three of anything, there is a power that has to do with three, but let's talk about just the three C's. If I looked at those three C's, C plus C plus C, in this equation becomes C times C times C. It creates exponential and compounding value as you progress. So let's move through that, because I want you to be able to see this is how you can start establishing yourself and even progressively get there. The first C is what I call curate. An expert is a curator. We talked about knowledge and information being more readily available today than ever before. And that's one of the key reasons that expertise has shifted from being solely knowledge-based to the practitioner model. But here's the thing. There's always two views. It also produces a key value for an expert. One of the needs of the audience now, because there's so much information, is to know which information matters, which sources are the best. More importantly, they need to know which information does not matter, so they don't waste valuable time and resources on things that are either about to change or simply would not produce results for them. I'm sure you're familiar with one of the publication styles we see now more and more of do this, not that, eat this, not that, and so forth. It's all about filtering. It's about paying attention to the right things and reading past the things that aren't going to make a difference for you. So the curator role of the expert, it's just like the traditional role in the art world of curator of a museum, is to make sure that the information presented is relevant to the audience, to the people that are coming there, and has application to the real world of the listener based on how they need to use the information. Now, as a speaker, let's talk about this for a minute. We need to be adept at curating our own presentation material to be relevant to a specific audience. That may require additional research, but it will be part of the connection. If your information proves relevant, you're through the first gate. So when I put this presentation together today, because I'm speaking to speakers, I'm using speakers as examples. That's part of that curator process. If I was speaking to a group of real estate professionals, I might use real estate examples. So that will help you see some of the relevance of that. The second C is collaborate. An expert is a collaborator. Now, this is one of my favorites, I think because it's something that's been somewhat new to me and where I've enjoyed some personal growth. But this is really a key component for your expert positioning. When we begin collaborating with others in our field or related fields, our own expert positioning is enhanced by those in our circles. You know, Jim Rohn said that we're never going to be more than the average of the five people we spend the most time with in any given area. So who you're collaborating with has a lot to do with your own credibility. As a collaborator, you both give and receive new perspectives as well as new knowledge. This is an incredible value, frankly, for PSA, our own Public Speakers Association. The collaboration here is phenomenal. It would take the average person many years just to find the available collaboration resources that we get available to us immediately when we join PSA. That's the kind of collaboration that you're looking for. When you are considered peers, the expertise of another person, even if not specifically your expertise, will raise your own market position. If someone's had a great experience with a speaker and you're collaborating with them, there is, by association, going to be regard for you in the market. So that is the whole idea of collaboration. It's associations and collaborations, and one, again, the key values of PSA. But now let's move on to our third C. And this is one that is, I think, the most fun for me, simply because I'm a writer, and that is create. An expert is a creator. Yes, it's important to be recognized for filtering the noise. It's important to be part of an expert community, but it's critical to bring your own voice and your own perspective to your audience. Here is your uniqueness. Here is your personal expertise. You know, this is where that really comes through. But here's what I want to share. Creating may be less tangible than you imagine. You may be thinking, oh, I can't write a book. It may be less tangible than you think. Creating can be as a thought leader. Creating can be a signature presentation that is so compelling, it does change lives from the front of the room, as we talk about here at PSA. You may create a presentation around your story. You bring the market a new way to think, a new way to see things. That's creating. It's uniquely you. Creating can clearly also be product and services. There's no question. And, you know, you would want to collaborate and learn about that. But the key here is that you have to bring your uniqueness. You have to bring your voice into the equation. You have to be seen as someone who is creating something there that's uniquely you. The field's wide open. You know, it can be events. It can be a new way to do something. It's wide open. The key is these three things. Identify the need, identify the resources, and then create the solution. That's your creation. That is how C plus C plus C becomes C times C times C, and that really just exponentially grows the value of those three steps. What customer do you want to serve? What problem do you want to help them identify or solve? You know, some of our customers come to us not to solve a problem, but to figure out where the problem is. You know they have a problem. They can't figure out what it is. Your values maybe not be solving it. Your value may be finding it. Where do you need alliances to help reach them with your message? What is your solution? What is your expertise? Because that, in fact, is your message. Your expertise is, in fact, your message. So the three C's for CEP. It's a formula that we apply and reapply as we continue to grow personally and professionally. It's another example of my own platform for living today like you want tomorrow to be. Do you want to be an expert? If you want to be an expert, you need to begin today putting this formula into practice. You won't wake up tomorrow an expert. You have to start today becoming an expert. So what will you do today to become the curator? What blogs or books do you need to read to deepen your knowledge? What research tools do you need to master? Get started today with something. What will you do today to become the collaborator? If you're a speaker, and in truth, frankly, everyone is, you can easily begin right here and join your local PSA chapter. But there will be other collaboration opportunities. What local conferences or meetings specific to your audience are happening this month right where you live? Register today for at least one of them. Begin to see networking, you know, as collaboration, because, in fact, that's how it generates the highest value. You know, let's talk a minute, go back and talk about that blog, you know. What blogs are you reading? You know how you can start collaborating? Engage with those blogs. Start making comments. In social media, engage, collaborate, help promote other people's platforms. Right there, it's simple. Just get started. And finally, what will you do today to become the creator? Do you have your own blog? If not, start one. Do you have your own formula similar to this three C's of CEP? If yes, you know, it's simple. Write it down. Generate a presentation around it. Write an ebook, or if you don't want to write, if you're not confident in your writing skills, hire a ghostwriter to do one for you. But begin today to create recognized value that has your brand and name on it. So that's the three C's of CEP. You're going to curate, collaborate, and create in your continuous expert positioning. I hope you've benefited from the presentation. I will tell you again, becoming an expert is not an overnight thing. In fact, it's an everyday thing. And that's why it's an important topic for all of us. Regardless of what you speak about or what your field is, it matters. Mastery matters. You know, it's my desire always to help people see more value in the rest of their story than they ever thought possible. I know from personal experience and from my work with clients that we have to take the time to create the life we desire. By embracing and placing a high value on mastery in some area of our lives, we will, in fact, be continuously positioning ourselves as experts for a community that's really just waiting for us to show up. You know, as I wrap up my time here, I want to take this moment to thank Tanya for the opportunity to share this time with you and also acknowledge you. And for that, I want to invite you to connect with me even further by visiting my website. That web address is www.mckinseycircle.com. And I have a special page I'd like you to visit. So it's www.mckinsey, M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E, circle, C-I-R-C-L-E.com, /free. On that page, you're going to have the opportunity to register for our monthly drawing. The winner receives a complimentary 45-minute strategy session with me. We can talk about your own plan for CEP or any area where I can serve you as a life coach and strategist. I'd love to have you join our community. I'd like to be able to share with you what we create as experts in the area of strategic planning for your personal and professional life. And with that, we're going to call it a wrap. So, Tanya.